Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowans who have not yet filed their 2020 individual state income taxes now have more time. The Iowa Department of Revenue announced yesterday it has extended the filing and payment deadline to June 1st for 2020 individual returns and first quarter estimated income tax payments for individuals. The state's extension comes after the U.S. Treasury also lengthened the time for individuals to file their federal taxes, although those are due May 17th, sooner than Iowa's new deadline. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is taking unilateral action to address transgender women and girls competing in sports after lawmakers rejected similar revisions she tried to make to House Bill 1217. The governor's office has announced the signing a pair of executive orders that mirror what she'd hoped lawmakers would pass. That was immediately after the South Dakota legislature's failure to override Noem's own veto of the measure. All Woodbury County residents 16 and older can now make an appointment to receive the coronavirus vaccine. Online registration for these clinics opens at 3 p.m. today. The clinics are slated for April 6th and 8th at the Siouxland Expo Center, and those clinics will be using the Pfizer vaccine. Go to SiouxlandDistrictHealth.org to sign up. And plans to redevelop a large portion of Chris Larson Park by the Missouri River continue to move forward. The project could include a pedestrian bridge that connects the South Sioux City Scenic Park with Chris Larson Park. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.